Anna. You're just smiling at me now, and you don't talk to me anymore because I always ask you the same questions. Well, it's a little bit of a different day. Once in a while, it's good to have a little bit of a different day, a little different shake up in the schedule and whatever. Nespa? You're still just smiling at me. I'm excited. The children have crayons. They're here to take notes on the sermon. That's awesome. That's encouraging. Why are you smiling? It's interesting what, as I was seeking what God wanted to say to us all this morning, it's interesting as we look at Tikos right now. We are in a very interesting position, aren't we? We've had some wonderful things happening, and one wonderful thing that has meant so much to Kathy and me with the times we've been able to be with you several years ago and then now over these months is the sense of community. And when you're in an international type church like this, it almost forces community, doesn't it? It forces you one way or the other. Many shy away from community because they say, well, I'm not only going to know him for 3 months and then that's it. I don't want to go through the pain. And many of us are selfish that way. Nispa? How many are selfish that way? Be honest. Okay, David's the only one back there. Yeah. And so it's a step of faith to reach out and move as quickly as possible into relationships. And it can be a wonderful thing. And then we have influenced each other in friendship, and then we go off into the world, influenced by each other, encouraged by each other, excited about Jesus in a deeper way, we hope. And we're all over the world. You think about it, Tikos is all over the world. We're the biggest church that has ever been in existence. I haven't convinced you of that yet. Think of that, though. But as we look even now at where we are as a fellowship of believers, we've had some wonderful things. And now here we are at a threshold, praying together, seeking God together for who the next pastor would be. And I've been on the inside of it more than most of you, and to observe the process, to observe the submission to one another in leaders, the respect for each other, the heart for God, uniting together before God has been a very humbling thing for me. And a stirring thing and a challenging thing for me. It has really blessed me, and I will always remember that. And I'm leaving tomorrow, so no. So I'm always going to remember that. It has been such a privilege to be here with you. But as we look at this now, we're at such a privileged point, a privileged opportunity to seek God together, to grow in a new step together. But when we look at these kinds of things, searching for a pastor, and other related kinds of things, it brings you back to prayer. Really, when you think of it, just about everything brings you back to prayer. Shouldn't we be communicating with Abba on everything? Everything. I'd like to look for a moment. We've gone through what is traditionally called the Lord's Prayer. And I know you all have it memorized by now. And the eight verses before, you have all memorized, correct?
Of course.
Merci. I hope it's at least close to your heart, burned into your heart more and more since we've gone through it so much. I want to look at it. We're going to conclude talking about prayer next week, but today I just want to take a quick overview of this wonderful prayer Jesus gave us as an example as to the spirit of how to pray, covering really all the bases. And we can go from there, of course, but here's the base. Here's the real spirit of it in all its key points and issues. Have you been reflecting on that a little bit? I hope. When you look back, really, I like to look at this prayer as a magnificent house. This is a house that, let's read it. Let's read it first, because I'm getting ahead of my slides. That's the problem with slides. You get going on something, and maybe God's leading you another direction. Pray with me, but let's first read the words, all right? This, then, is how you should pray. You can read it with me if you'd like. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is even in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, or evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father, I ask right now in these few moments that we have, speak to our hearts by your Spirit. Thank you so much that we can call you Abba today, our dear Father. So we ask you, Abba, speak to our hearts for what we need to hear, each one of us needs to hear today. And thank you that you're faithful and that you will speak. And God's people said, Peter Lord, a man who is a great mentor in prayer, has written several books on it, has a real heart for prayer. It oozes out of him, and he has often said, most Christians pray out of what? Crisis, or from a grocery list. How many of you are familiar with crisis? How many of you are familiar with grocery lists? Isn't that interesting? It's a pretty good summary of the prayer life of the average Christian, sadly. So what's the problem, you might say? At least we're praying. And that has a point. True. But do we want to miss the depths of prayer? Or only be on the surface? Crisis praying is certainly focused in the right direction. When we're in urgent situations, we should look to the Lord, just like the psalmist did, in an example that he's given us. This poor man not just talked to Abba, but cried out in his pain, in his sense of urgency. And what did the Lord do? The Lord heard him. Aren't you glad the Lord loves to hear us? The Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. But when the primary motivation of our heart is only just the pain of our circumstances, what have we done? It's like a prayer button. When there's an emergency, we hit the button. And this is God's divine ambulance coming to us to help us in our pain, in our need. And for many, that's all he is. That's all he is. Grocery list prayer is something else. Lists have their place. How many of you are list people? How many of you don't want to admit that you are list people? And they can certainly have their place. But if we're not careful, we're going to act like prayer is mainly for us to inform him about our problems and then hoping he's going to order the universe according to our expectations. And often it's our desire to avoid suffering or difficulty at all cost. Who's guilty? I don't want suffering. I don't want difficulty. That's natural. But if that's our primary focus, how shallow that can be. Thank you very much, God. Thanks for your help on that. I'll call you later when I need you. That kind of thing. So what do we do? What's the best way to pray? How do we pray well? And I want us to look just at the big picture here, at this prayer. And we see three things. First, we see in here the reason we pray, the reason we should be praying. And we're already quite familiar with it. Look at this whole prayer. What is the focus? As you glance down through it, skim down through it, what do you see there? What stands out to you? Or should I say, who stands out to you? It's what he wants, what he has planned, what his heart is, what pleases him. It's all about him. That's the reason we come to him. It's about him. So the reason, it's about him. That's why we should. But it also gives us the way to pray, the heart, the attitude as we enter into prayer. And there's two parts here, as you've probably already noticed. The first part, verses 9 and 10. Where's the focus? We just hinted at it. As we look and we're praying, Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Whose kingdom? Your kingdom come. Whose will? Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Again, we're exalting him. Him. Declaring his worth. So it's directly in the first half, and we'll see indirectly in the second half in a moment. We're not just focusing on us. It's not about us. Amen? It's about him. It's clear as we enter into it. So, what's the first section saying as we were singing this morning? He is worthy. There's no one else that comes anywhere near. He is. Now look at the second part, verses 11 to 13. What do you see? Give us this day our daily bread, our, talking about physical and spiritual needs. Forgive us our sins, debts, vertical relationship with him, as we forgive our debtors, those who've sinned against us, horizontal relationships. Don't lead us into testing. May it be that we would not have to have any more testing. That's the sense of it. But Lord, your will be done. Whatever you see we need for your glory, personal growth there. Deliver us from evil. His power, his victory in our lives so we can live out a life that honors him the way he wants. It's all there. We're asking for us, but where does the answer come from? It's from him. It's all indirectly about him in this second part. So the whole prayer, again, it's about him. It's Abba. We declare our need and we call on him as our source. So what's the challenge? Do we want to be surfacey and just be people of crisis and people of grocery lists when we come to Abba and that's it? Easily, we see it. The prayer is pointing us again and again to something deeper, pointing us to his character, pointing us to a relationship with us he wants to have as Abba. And everything comes out of that. The theme here, first, he's worthy. Now, we are needy. We desperately need you, Abba. Amen? So you see the two parts. What's the first part? Say it with me. He is worthy. You come in and flow into the second part. What is it? We are needy. Thankfully, we have you, but we're needy. How many of you love to admit you're needy? Valpurga is the only one. It's a hard thing sometimes, isn't it? And it's subtle sometimes in our culture. Well, I don't have great need, da, 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 da. But we are deeply needy. Abba, you're worthy. Abba, I'm so needy. But thank you, I have you. David Shaparo, didn't know I was going to pick on him this morning. He may have a seven-figure income, he told me this week he does, but Abba Father is still worthy, and he is still needy. Amen, brother? Francois and Sherry aren't here this morning, so I can pick on them. They may have a 3 million euro home. You should see their kitchen that they're doing. Awesome. 3 million euros. But Francois and Sherry are still needy. He is still worthy. It's all about that. You may have perfect health, but he is still worthy. And you are still needy. Some of us may be jobless, homeless, friendless, whatever, but he is still worthy, and we are still desperately needy. Some of us are young. Some of us are old. Why are you looking at me like that? Some of us are seasoned Christians. Some of us are younger in our faith, but he is still worthy, and we are so needy. There's the right way to pray, that spirit. But the prayer also gives us the purpose for praying. We looked at that a couple weeks ago. What is the purpose? It's right there at the end. It says it clearly. Yours is the kingdom. Getting to know Abba through Christ. It's really the heart of it. To die, if I die, it's just gain. I'll be even closer to him then. I'll be with him. It's all about him. So, we've got two sides here. This side, when I prompt you, I want you to say, he is worthy. Now practice that with me.
He is worthy.
Now this side, what am I going to prompt you to say? I am needy. You see, this is the worthy side. This is the needy side. You got that? Now listen, as we think of this. When you wake up tomorrow morning feeling weary, discouraged, remember, and when you come home from a hard day at work, exhausted, frustrated, and you're not in the mood to go to your life group, remember, you've got to pray. See? You've got to pray. When things are going smoothly, life is feeling problem-free, awesome, remember, when your church needs to select a new pastor to help lead you into the new challenges and opportunities of life and ministry that are ahead, awesome possibilities, remember, Tikos is needy, right? I, the Tikos. Yeah, we've got to pray. We've got to pray. Think of it, friends. We've been singing of it some this morning. it's just so perfect the way it's fit in. You guys can come up and get ready to lead us if you want to. But think of this, friends. Look at this scripture and how it links in the two parts of this prayer here, that we're going to actually say it and fulfill it someday. One day, in great thankfulness, we're going to rejoice that we encountered him when we were needy. We encountered him. He encountered us when we were needy. And we're going to shout it out. Can you imagine all of God's people shouting it out together, all who've ever existed? And what are they going to say? You were slain, Jesus. And you've redeemed us to Abba by your blood. Precious, precious blood. Thank you. Out of every tribe, tongue, people, and nation, from all over the world, you did it for us. Thank you. When we were needy. But that's not the end. See? Then, now picture this. We're all standing in the presence of the King. Do you see it? Do you see the King there? We're all there in his presence among the saints of all the ages. You see all the saints? Can you imagine? Millions and millions gathered around together. And to throw in myriads of angels, thousands and thousands and thousands of angels in all of us together, can you conceive of that? Picture it. And then we're going to have the privilege to declare. What's the first word? Worthy. Worthy. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. He's worthy to receive it all, right? He's worthy to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. He was the faithful one. He did it for us out of his amazing love. Thank you. You met us in our need. Thank you that you did everything. You truly are worthy. That's what this prayer is all about. You build and build and build. You come to the end. Boom! And we look forward to that day. Stand with me. Stand with me. We've got to pray, friends. This prayer reminds us, look to the day. Trust him. Declare him worthy. Express your need. And just give him praise. Give him praise. And look to that day that's coming. Be encouraged in it. So let's sing it.